Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We just heard at the top of the hour news that President Biden is going to go to East Palestine, Ohio, right? And it's only a year after the terrible train derailment. But you know who we haven't heard a lot from? At least I haven't. Pete Buttigieg, right? And you know, at one time, I think they were really trying to protect Pete Buttigieg as a possible presidential candidate at some point. But I don't know, maybe maybe his star has fallen now as a result of all that. But you know who actually went to East Palestine, of course? That was Donald Trump in the immediate aftermath of that disaster. And I think he bought a lot of people McDonald's, as I recall. So I got to tell you, folks, I don't know who's more likely to go and see you if there's a huge problem. Probably Donald Trump. All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition. We're sailing into hour number three here. And if you'd like to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send us a direct message, especially if you have a question or comment this hour for our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We'll also open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour as well if you'd like to talk with Denise. So let's not waste any more time. Let's bring in Denise Simon once again. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, what do you think about that? Biden's going to go to East Palestine, and is that, is that going to be a good thing?
And do what?
Right. Yeah, good question.
You know, what's he going to see, and what's he going to pledge, and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's kind of meaningless now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so far removed now from the initial tragedy. I was just kind of musing there about Pete Buttigieg. I mean, do you think that he's even in the running at this point for big stuff, or is he just kind of keeping out of the spotlight these days?
Well, he has been kind of absent here lately, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, something, we had a great call earlier in the program, John in Sarasota, talking about how, you know, everybody is kind of, you know, bashing on Joe Biden because of these revelations and what happened to the Hur report. And now it's the big controversy about Joe Biden. But, you know, looking and obviously we'll probably get some more demonstrations of that if he speaks off the cuff in East Palestine. But somebody else may be the nominee at this point, you know, or at some point here in the near future. How do the Republicans keep going if they don't have Joe Biden necessarily on the ticket to talk about he's incompetent?
Well, I mean, anybody else that's on the short list that would necessarily replace him, or maybe rumored to replace him, and or Kamala, are just as easy targets.
Yeah.
After we saw what Gavin Newsom did on his trip to China, that's an easy one. Gretchen Whitmer, do you think that she would know necessarily how to deal with, you know, what's going on in the Middle East or in Asia? No.
No.
We can kind of go down the list, can't we?
Well, sure. Well, now, but what do you think, just here in the first segment, what do you think about this notion that Joe Manchin and Mitt Romney could possibly team up, you know, for a so-called third-party campaign here? Do you think that is viable at all? You know, this doesn't seem like, I don't know that it would necessarily pull from Trump as
no,
much.
It won't.
Yeah.
No, it won't.
Because with Romney, that would amount to a lot of Trump bashing, too. You know, it'd be a much different sort of tenor to the whole thing. And I'm not so sure that people are looking for that. I think they want a clear choice, and they don't want, 10 choices at this point.
Well, you know, Romney, you know, he's pretty good at telling the world that he doesn't like Trump. But during the Trump administration, with every piece of legislation, I think he was voting above 90% the right way. So, and interestingly enough, I got my primary ballot in the mail yesterday. The Florida primary is March the 19th. So I look at the envelope, and my husband says to me, "Who do you think we're voting for?" I said, "I don't know. Let's open it." Well, my primary, who's on the list? Chris Christie,
yeah.
Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, H.I. Hutchinson, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Trump. And I was a little bit disappointed. I don't know when this ballot got printed. But
right.
And who's Ryan Binkley? I missed the memo on who Ryan Binkley is.
I have no clue.
Out of all rights, out of all of those, only two are still in the race. So, Pinellas County, when did you print your ballot?
Right. Well, even in Colorado, right, because that's coming up soon, too. In Colorado, Trump's Ramaswamy and Asa Hutchinson and others, I think, are, like you're talking about, Chris Christie's on there, as I recall. We had a story about that the other night. this is all sort of as negligible at this point.
Well, it's laziness as I see it. You know, again, I don't know when the ballots were printed, but all right. So, you know, whatever. It's a primary, so we'll see how this one plays out in Florida.
Of course. Well, tell you what, Denise, we're going to head to the break here in just a few moments. But when we come back, of course, I want to get your take on what was happening with the Fannie Willis testimony. that was, I think it was As the World Turns.
Oy.
You know, it was definitely, I don't know, I think people were tuning out of the soap operas in the afternoon and tuning in to the testimony.
I watched it every minute.
All right. Well, we want to hear what you think about it, because I don't know. What I saw of it was pretty bad, you know, and pretty argumentative, and I can't imagine that this is how you could act on a witness stand. But stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back in just a few moments, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition rolls on. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. And as I said, we're going to come right back, and we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. So stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And whenever this particular bumper track comes up, we know that we like to say if you're driving in a Ferrari Daytona Spyder through the streets of Miami, you go right to the front of the phone line. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And Memories of Miami Vice right there. And I can't help it. Every time that comes up, I have to say that. All right. So welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. And 949-822-7959. We'll take some calls at the bottom of the hour this morning for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And thank you, William in Denver. Yes, I appreciate your message. The song title, yeah, these days would not be considered too politically correct, but we're not being too politically correct on the program here. And I seem to recall, too, I mean, even in the modern times, quote unquote, there's a Queen song out there, right, that would not be considered too, at least the title, not too politically correct. All right, let's head on back and talk with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, let's cover a little bit here about the Fannie Willis testimony, and then I know we want to talk a little bit about Michael Schellenberger and what's going on with that. So, but again, what did you think of the testimony? She just seemed like she kept making it worse.
Well, first of all, she wasn't supposed to be watching the hearing. Apparently that came from the judge. And apparently from her office, she was. So, very surprisingly, because remember, she'd been fighting the subpoena.
Right.
And all of a sudden, she just bursts through the door and comes into the courtroom and stands there in absolute defiance. And the lawyers are looking at her like, what are you doing? And she's standing next to her defense table, and she says that she wants to testify. She's accepting the subpoena and she wants to testify. You know, the place is in shock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, she says, in order for me to testify, I want this document, this document, and this document. So they had to kind of recess and go to the Xerox machine and, you know, make some copies for her. And then she took them up to the you know, witness table with her and said these are all lies and so forth and so on. So she went in there with an attitude, and I mean a attitude. I mean, you could tell by the look on her face, the way she was kind of moving her head and her shoulders and the way that she stormed up to the witness chair. She took over the courtroom. I mean, she kind of dismissed any kind of control that this judge had, and the judge kind of let her do it, especially towards the end,
mm-hmm.
which I was real surprised with. But here's a woman that was completely belligerent, absolutely defiant, combative. I mean, she had virtually no use for, first of all, anybody that was white.
You know, and how sad is that? You know, it's a very, very sad thing. I mean, this shouldn't be racially motivated.
Well, it clearly was.
Yeah, exactly.
But, we've gotten now caught in she's been caught in a couple of lies here.
And by the way, I think you're right. And one of the things that she kept doing was, like, you know, she just kind of kept trying to keep steamrolling things. And almost, almost as if I keep talking really fast and I steamroll and I keep going, are you calling me a liar? You call me a liar? Like, that's all going to make all this kind of go away and smooth it out. And it just doesn't work that way.
And isn't it convenient, even if there's truth to the fact that, all this cash was going back and forth and she pays all of her bills and all of her expenses and all of her this and that, so whatever she does in cash, even if any of that's true. Which I doubt that it is, but I would say that even Nathan Wade was talking about cash too. I would say, again, even if it's remotely true, that it is about as sketchy as it can be, because both of them are lawyers and they know about evidence, they know about paper trails. But ladies and gentlemen, she's back on the witness stand today, so this saga is not over yet by a long.
That's right. So tomorrow on the program, part two of As the World
Turns. I mean, that one wore me out. I really just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I should have, I guess.
Well, and at this point, we got to wonder who's going to play Fannie Willis in the TV movie or, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, this is just getting weirder. Well, of course, we also want to talk a little bit about Michael Schellenberger and what's going on with the 2016 election, where evidently Russia was actually more for Hillary Clinton, right?
Because she was manageable.
Yeah.
And let's go back to the time that she was Secretary of State. Remember, she just trots her butt over there to Moscow and
with the reset button?
Yes. Which, by the way, you know where that reset button came from?
Where's that?
It was actually at the front desk of the hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's where that reset button came from.
And I remember the Russian diplomat or whatever is kind of looking at her like, what in the heck are you doing? I mean, this seems so weird.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Now, remember, too, that she allowed Russia to create an operation, a company called Skolkova. What was that? Oh, that was a Russian technology operation where she literally allowed Russia into all things in Silicon Valley. To co-join. Remember Uranium One?
Oh, yeah.
So I would say with the assessments that Matt Taibbi and Schellenberg are making is already backed up by evidence. You know, that Putin absolutely preferred to have Hillary Clinton win because she was, in fact, manageable. So what we have been told, that, you know, Russia interfered in the election and Russia, you know, did this and Russia did that. Now we're finding out that this was all concocted by John Brennan.
That's right.
But John Brennan, he didn't make this decision alone. I would argue that he was actually coordinating, colluding with Obama. And then they decided to trot on over and have Hillary pay for it through the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah. Yeah, and, yeah, exactly. I mean, and of course, when I heard a lot of this earlier, I was thinking, well, does this mean that Adam Schiff was wrong? That Trump was not a Russian agent or something? Or, you know, it's all out there in the, it's all in the big world. But what you're talking about, in all seriousness, is that there was manipulation that went on in order to try to make it look like that. And it was never really the case.
None of it was the case.
Yeah.
And, you know, allegedly we have these binders, plural, and that I think that Trump put out some kind of a decree that said anything related to all things Russiagate must be declassified. And maybe that happened. We're trying to really kind of shore that up. But interestingly enough, it is Gina Haspel, who at the time was the chief of station at CIA in the UK. Remember, a part of Five Eyes.
Mm-hmm, right.
And she's the one, after Brennan left and Trump was in office, she was running CIA. She was the one that was keeping these documents after they've been declassified from being released. So now we have two people in CIA. Then we have to talk about, you know, who ordered the unmasking, because I don't think nearly enough attention was ever paid to that whole unmasking operation. But and we don't know yet who all the 27 people were that were being targeted. You know, we know about Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, but, you know, who are the rest? So we're going to hear some, I think, you know, we're going to hear some of the old names again. Joseph Misfood and, you know, several others. So, ladies and gentlemen, this one isn't over yet, and I'm glad it's not over, because it was the biggest hoax that we've had in the United States, in my opinion, that destroyed a presidency, or the potential of a presidency, and cost us money. Where's the outrage?
Good question. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming back right after the bottom of the hour break. Kyle Warren with you. More with Denise Simon on the other side. Stay right there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Sex and Money takes center stage in the hearing regarding the potential removal of DA Fannie Willis from Donald Trump's Georgia election case. A Trump co-defendant alleges that Willis financially benefited from hiring Nathan Wade, who allegedly treated her to luxurious vacations. Wade claims that Willis contributed financially, but lacks deposit slips to substantiate the payments. The Kansas City Police Chief reports that the Super Bowl shooting began as a dispute among a number of individuals, culminating in gunfire. Chief Stacey Gray Graves disclosed that two of the shooters are juveniles, and among the 22 wounded victims, half are under the age of 16. Researchers have detected additional water in outer space. Utilizing data from a retired NASA mission, scientists identified water on the surfaces of two asteroids. The Southwest Research Institute reports this marks the inaugural discovery of water molecules on an asteroid's surface. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So it looks like the car maker Lucid, very, very high-end electric vehicle, looks like they're getting ready to cut prices because demand is faltering. And the only thing I know about Lucid is that they're pretty expensive, from what I understand. But I've seen a few of them. It's kind of rare, but I have seen a few Lucids driving along. But, again, might be a little out of my price range on that. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Friday edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. Of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You can give us a call, 949-822-7959, if you have a question or comment for Denise. And let's run back over here and talk with Denise Simon again. Good morning, Denise, again.
Hey, good morning.
Well, what we were talking about with the 2016 stuff is very important. And so I think you're right. Stay tuned, because there's going to be more about this. And in an election year, it could be very, very, salient to people to say, look what happened before. And these people have lied to us like we've never seen.
I was really kind of thinking about it yesterday, such that the destruction of anything good in the United States has all been at the hands of the Democrats. Anything good about America, they're destroying it as fast as they can possibly destroy it. I mean, it's really just remarkable to me. To begin to add some of this stuff up, I think you're going to need artificial intelligence to be able to do it. Quantum calculators to see what they've really done here.
Well, but because this all has to do with moving with an agenda. And the agenda is not just, well, we want to spend more on social programs, or we want to spend less than the Republicans want to spend. So that for a long time was kind of where the battleground was, at least in terms of legislation and so forth. But now it just seems to be like, no, we want total power. We want to destroy the other side. That's what
it
happened.
Is absolutely about total power. I mean, it was thinking about it yesterday. You know, and I think if Speaker Johnson doesn't want to bring this vote to the floor where the aid money that passed the Senate, there's some creative ways in order to pay for some things if we feel like we need to do that. And, you know, there can be legislation that says, okay, clearly the money that we have been giving to UNRWA for years and years and years, we're not doing that anymore, but any monies that have been earmarked for it, we're going to reassign that money over. It's clearly not enough, but we're going to help that to pay for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Or the money that has been earmarked for climate change, we're going to say, and that could pay for it. Reassign that over to the, you see what I'm saying? Let's not use new money. Let's go. How about the clawback money from COVID?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Backgammon Bob, who's been waiting patiently to ask you a question or make a comment. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're on with Denise Simon.
Yeah, first thing on nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are the greatest risk to humanity. It's not global warming, plague, or anything else. They're just not practical, and the explosion is like none other. The radiation is too dangerous, and it's too easy to escalate with them. The only reasonable use for nuclear weapons is against asteroids. Now, if you think back to a movie called The Day the Earth Stood Still, maybe we need something like that, that if any country uses nuclear weapons, then they would be destroyed by a agency that would control them. And we have been, the United States has, to some degree, been that agency. All right, enough on that.
Okay.
Second thing. San Francisco, there is a big change in San Francisco, according to the polls and stuff that I have seen on another source,
yep.
Meaning that they're just fed up with it. A lot of people want them to bring back the police, clean up their downtowns, and all that kind of stuff. So I think that the winds are changing as far as the national things goes. What do you think, Denise, on these different topics?
Yeah, we appreciate it, Backgammon Bob. Yeah, I saw that poll earlier. We talked a little bit about it on the program. Yeah, 69% say crime has gotten worse, Denise. We've got 81% want financial incentives offered to small businesses, I should say to big businesses. 84% want it to small businesses. And 61% want an increased police presence. This is huge. So, yeah, what do you think, Denise?
Why is it 69%? Why is
it's going to grow. I think it's going to grow. I mean, this is pretty interesting where this is all going. They also want drug screening for welfare recipients. It's as if people in San Francisco have had an epiphany. They've had an epiphany, to say the least.
You know, it's very, very sad to me what has happened to the entire state of California. And again, it's been an incubation state for such progressive Marxist kind of things. And sadly, you know, just regular people have not stepped up because, to defend their state or defend themselves. You know, when Trump went to the black community and said, why not give me a try kind of thing,
right.
You know, because what these leaders have done for you is nothing. Well, you know what, Trump and even, you know, Nikki Haley, if you're a supporter of Nikki Haley, but go make the case in California. I mean, DeSantis did in the debate with Newsom. We need California.
Yeah. It used to be a real powerhouse, aerospace and technology. I mean, to Silicon Valley.
Military.
Obviously. Yeah.
And if for nothing else, agriculture.
Oh,
we
yeah.
need it. But they've got some things to fix, and one of the first things they need to fix is water.
That's exactly
as nutty
right.
as that sounds.
Yeah, and all this water's flowing out to the ocean. We just got, I don't know, 15 inches of water in the last month or something like that.
Yeah, why isn't that in all the reservoirs?
Yeah, and it just goes out to the ocean mostly, yeah. It's really something. But you're right. I mean, gone are the days, right, when Ronald Reagan was governor of California, and you had, as I said, aerospace, and you had a lot of business, and you had all kinds of great things happening. But I don't know how Gavin Newsom can actually try to really put lipstick on that, you know, what's happening in California. He can try, but it's not going to work.
It's fascinating to me where some of the, you know, if you start comparing some of these governors, the governor of Mississippi, for instance, is working pretty hard to make his state not one of the poorest states anymore, to the point where they've been considering and working towards eliminating state income tax. And so they're working, there's a lot of them that are working very hard to make Republican states just as viable as Florida is. And these other governors, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Washington State, Oregon, California, New Mexico, what are you doing? Are you paying any kind of attention?
Right. Well, what works, works. And what DeSantis has been showing is that there's a lot that can be done. But a lot of times, you know, you gotta stick to your guns on stuff. I mean, you gotta really, you know, defend your position, but it can be done. And it's hard to argue with success, you know.
Yeah. And you know, I've been watching here what the Florida State Legislature is doing. I mean, they're absolutely on the march here with the legislation that is going through. You're talking about the age of those that can, girls that want to go into, you know, the not so good part of a career and, you know, being strippers and working in, you know, those kinds of jobs. The fact that your birth gender has to be on your driver's license, period, end of report. We're not banning books. What he's doing with education and what he's teaching and changing up the syllabus. Almost immediately, he forced all of the mayors to rescind every notion that, you know, cities, Miami, you know, wherever, Jacksonville, are not sanctuary cities. We are not a sanctuary state. He did that within the first week of ever being governor. So,
wow. Yeah. Well, very cool. I'll tell you that we could go on and on. Sure
yes,
enough, Denise.
Yes, we could on that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, thanks so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. FoundersCode.com is the website. Go check out Denise at her website, folks, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Denise, take care.
Good deal. Thank you.
All right. Good morning. All right. We're coming right back, folks, with Chris Markowski. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to move through this Friday edition of the program. And, yeah, it feels like a Friday. It feels good like a Friday. And it just wouldn't be Friday if we didn't have Chris Markowski with us, of course, in this segment of the program. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street, of course. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, his radio program, and his podcast as well. And you can hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings, also 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons. Again, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, and good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, happy Friday to you. One of the things that we saw earlier today, it looks like retail sales have kind of gone down a little bit in January. No big surprise because it's right after the holidays, but certainly this is significant, I think, as a lot of people have to pull back with the ongoing inflation numbers.
I think that has a lot to do with it. I think that, we're also seeing, people kind of overextended for a period of time. You're looking at, January as well, is that right after Christmas, you're going to see a bit of a pullback, but they weren't expecting it as large as this. spent a good deal of time yesterday on my podcast and will this weekend on my radio show talking about the realities of the overall economy that we're not getting when it comes to inflation and everything surrounding it. You know, this we're in this sweet spot type of a thing that we're being told and we're not. You know, the past couple weeks I've discussed, you know, GDP and how, you know, the people out there touting the latest GDP numbers, which are saying were so wonderful and so great. And, you know, they weren't. It was basically built on debt that are, you know, put on the bank of my kids and grandkids that are going to have to be paying this off. That's not wealth. And we're not a nation that's building wealth. What we're doing is we're building up GDP based upon debt. And I would try to tell people, you want to look at our nation, you want to take a look at GDP per capita. And, you know, per capita, I think we're like eighth or ninth in the world with countries ahead of us. And, you know, now the thing is that illegal immigration is going to help GDP. Yeah, but is it going to help GDP per capita? And, you know, that's where we're going backwards right now. You could increase GDP, Kyle, mm-hmm. if the government their borrowed money and hired somebody to dig a hole and fill it in. That would be considered greater GDP. And that's what we're doing right now. And again, it's not real.
Well, indeed. And anytime that it's sort of based on an illusion, then that's obviously, you know, it's an illusion. And but it does, it puts our kids and our grandchildren at risk. Well, also I noticed that, you know, I've seen a few of these driving around, by the way, Chris, these Lucid automobiles, they're electric cars. I've seen a few of them, but I know that they're incredibly expensive, but it looks like they're starting to cut prices. Because obviously, you know, people don't really have $69,000 or more. I mean, I think they can even be more expensive than that to get their electric car.
They've been dropping the prices. They were much more than that. I mean, they're just one out of doubt. They are probably the highest end EV that was out there originally. It's partially designed. The Saudis own a major part of this. They're built in Arizona. So again, I don't know. Again, if they wanted to, because it's, you know, they got a lot of Saudi money, they can keep the thing afloat for a long period of time. They do make a nice car, and it's got a very, very long range. But you're right, it's very expensive. But I didn't see the latest price cuts for Lucid. But I mean, they used to be well over $100,000.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so they've come down even more. I didn't realize they're even lowering prices even further. Kind of shows you what's going to happen with EVs. Was just recently reading an article about a half an hour ago, actually, you're talking about, you know, with what's going on in EVs, that you might have to start seeing some mergers and acquisitions and some partnerships set up between these companies in order to keep them afloat, because it's looking pretty glum right now.
Well, you're right, and to that point exactly, it looks like Ford and GM, they're saying that they might be open to partner for EVs, especially to compete with China at this point. So that's pretty significant.
Well, China again, because of tariffs, we're not getting those cars here. You know, people talk about, you know, tariffs, and again, I think that they're stupid, quite frankly. I really do, and I'm sorry. You know, I know you got a lot of Trump supporters out there. His tariffs were dumb. They didn't help at all. They hurt, and they cost us money. You know, for example, you know, it's a reason why we don't have a lot of small pickup trucks and whatnot coming from Europe and other places. These are because of tariffs that were put on since the 1960s. That are still in place. I get it. You know, we talk about other countries subsidizing their industry, but we, you know, don't say that we don't do the exact same thing because we do. But again, I don't even know, quite frankly, if, you know, Americans would be so hip to be buying a Chinese vehicle, because I think there's a bit of a stigma attached to quality in regards to their products. But, again, that company, BYD, did real well over there. Warren Buffett was a major investor. He's actually pulled out his investment at this point in time because of some of the outlook of that company. But he had done well with it for a period of time. But Again, EB is a very, very, very difficult business.
Well, indeed, indeed. Well, earlier in the week, of course, we saw a big drop-off in the stock market, but now it looks like it started to climb back a little bit. You know, what's happening there? I mean, it's you know, that's like a roller coaster this week then.
I mean, again, I choose not to ride roller coasters. So if you want to, you know, you want to try to trade this market, have at it. I mean, that's not what I do. I'm looking towards the quality of the company and where I expect to be years down the road. Everyone's situation is unique and different, and the trading game is something that I don't play.
Well, yeah, I had a friend of mine a long time ago, and he basically said, only fools, you try to play the stock market, and he was an economic analyst guy, and you know, from way back, but yeah, he never put his money in the stock market in that sense.
I disagree with that. I mean, quite frankly, that's stupid. And never put your money in the stock market. Where do you put his money in? I mean, he's going to be losing money due to inflation. I mean, it's not a very good economic advice by any stretch of the imagination. And say you put money if you're buying a business. I mean, if I'm going to buy a pizza parlor somewhere, and you know I have a couple days of bad sales, do I sell it? You know, 2 days down the road. No, I mean, it's silly. I'm buying a company based upon the quality of the company and where it's going to be. I'm not looking to buy great stock. I'm looking to buy great companies. Anybody tells you that, oh no, don't buy the stock market. Well, there's someone that's quite frankly not very wealthy.
Well, and of course, but what you're talking about is longevity. And people have a lot of people have their 401ks. They're obviously invested in the stock market, but if they watch it every day, they're going to go apoplectic about how things have changed in the last 24 hours, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean, I manage a great deal of money for people all over the world, and more often than not, at 4 o'clock, I couldn't tell you what the market did that day because I'm not paying attention to that. That it's not my focus. I could care less. And they were kind of programmed to watch these things. I remember back when I was a kid, in the 1970s, that would be the one news report they would have on, the World News Tonight. It would be like, oh, Mark, Dow did this, NASDAQ did this. Back then as a kid, I was like, what does that really mean? Doesn't really mean anything then, doesn't really mean anything now. It's your situation and what you're trying to do. You're trying to stockpile great businesses and own great businesses that pay you to own them, that will appreciate over time, that can help you build wealth. It's just that simple. That's what it's all about. You can get caught up in all of this crap that they're trying to push all the time about, what the market's going to do, what the Fed's going to do, where's it going to be next quarter, top fund for 2024. It's nonsense. It really is. I want the top investments for, 2035, 2040. That's what concerns me.
That is very cool indeed. Kind of what you're describing, is the idea that, what used to be kind of the mainstream, invest in the long term. Now that's sort of revolutionary, what you're talking about, because people are focused on the short term so much. Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Have a great weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Got to have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. Folks, we are coming right back. We are climbing up to the top of the hour. We're going to come right back with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Hour number 3 in the book.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.